I'm Christopher Cruz.
And I'm Barbara Klein with Explorations in VOA Special English. Video games have evolved over the past 50 years into one of the most popular forms of modern media entertainment. This week on our program, we explore the history of video games and look at some popular releases from the past year.
Early versions of video games were not devices for the average person to play at home. Programmers developed them using what were then huge university computers. In 1962, a team of students at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology developed a game called Space War. It had a big influence on future games, but it could only be played on a computer at MIT.
10 years later, in 1972, an engineer named Nolan Bushnell and a programmer, Ted Dabney, started the Atari Company in California. Atari produced coin-operated video games. Their first big hit was called Pong. It was an electronic form of ping pong, or table tennis, that was easy enough for anyone to play. Atari video games became hugely popular at arcade centers. Soon, other companies in Japan and the United States started making similar games. Popular games during the late 70s and early 80s included Space Invaders, Asteroids, Defender, and Pac-Man.
Little by little, gaming technology became more complex. Back in the 1960s, an engineer named Ralph Baer started work on an idea. He wanted to turn television sets in every home into a gaming device. His work resulted in the development of the Magnavox Odyssey, a video game console for home use. The system was released in 1972 and came with 12 games. But it was hard to compete against Atari. Atari's video game system became the most successful on the American market, and it stayed that way until the market crashed briefly in 1983.
By that point, another company had established itself as a big name in gaming, Nintendo. The Japanese company was not new at making games. It began in the 19th century as a producer of traditional playing cards. The family-owned business later expanded into developing other kinds of toys. Nintendo also began developing arcade games, and then game systems that could be played at home. One of the most influential programmers in the world works for Nintendo. Shigeru Miyamoto helped create hits like Donkey Kong, Super Mario Brothers, and The Legend of Zelda.
Nintendo also found success with the Nintendo Entertainment System for playing video games at home and the handheld Game Boy. Today, the main competitors to Nintendo systems are Sony's PlayStation and Microsoft's Xbox 360. In 2006, Nintendo released its first Wii system. The Wii was not like a traditional video game. It was the first wireless system that could capture the movements of the player's body. This way, people could play sports against the game or against another person without ever leaving the house. These days, Wii systems can be found in retirement homes and community centers. One of Nintendo's aims with the Wii was to make video gaming more social and more popular with wider audiences.